out and about in Western agriculture. Two new proposals are looking to restrict water movement south of the Delta even more, and water leaders say these requests are hard to comprehend. Western Agricultural Processors Association held their annual meeting in Monterey. The association had several speakers, including California Farm Water Coalition President and CEO Mike Wade. Wade gave an update on the state's water outlook, which has been relatively bad news for the last 5 years. Wade says on top of the challenging water conditions, the coalition was shocked to see two new proposals that look to limit even more of the available water that could be moved south.
Yeah, unusual proposals this year that we're seeing from the National Fisheries Agencies, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and National Marine Fisheries Service. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, we understand is considering withholding water in Shasta for cold water temperature control for salmon in the Sacramento River. It goes beyond what the salmon biological opinion currently allows, and it's confounding on what they think they're going to achieve. They had an agreement back in March with the Bureau of Reclamation on what flows were going to be allowed, and they're cutting back by 20% or more on what water would be available to deliver to farmers. We're talking about a potential 400,000 acre feet in lost water supplies and a system being managed exclusively, almost exclusively for fish when it was built for agricultural water supply and urban water users.
Given the increased precipitation the state saw this winter compared to last year, Wade said they were optimistic about an increase in low allocation predictions that some growers received.
South of Delta CVP allocations are currently at 5%. With the kind of wet weather we got this year and a full Shasta and a full Oroville, we thought there would be sufficient water in the system to meet all those needs and maybe bump that 5% up to 10%. As it stands now with these proposals, it doesn't look like that could happen.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.